in Manchester City at the sign of the plow. There lived a mole catcher, but I can't tell you how. Singing la ti li ding, la ti li riddle I, la ti li day. He goes a mole catching from morning till night, and a young fella comes there to play with his wife, singing la ti li day. La ti li riddle I, la ti li day. Now the mole catcher, jealous of that very same thing, he hid in the wash house to watch him come in, singing la ti li day. La ti li riddle I, la ti li day. And when that young fella slipped over the stile, it caused the mole catcher so crafty to smile, singing la ti li day. La ti li riddle I, la ti li day. Oh, where is your husband, my pretty dear? He's gone a mole catching, you need have no fear, singing la ti li day. La ti li riddle I, la ti li day. He's gone up the stairs when she gave him the sign, and the old mole catcher crept close up behind, singing la ti li day. La ti li riddle I, la ti li day. Well, when that young fella was in the midst of his frolics, the mole catcher's trap caught him fast round his jacket, singing la ti li day. La ti li riddle I, la ti li day. Now the mole catcher danced and he laughed his wife. Well, he's the biggest mole I ever caught in my life, singing la ti li day. La ti li riddle I, la ti li day. I'll make him pay well for plowing me ground, and the money'll cost him no less than 10 pounds, singing la ti li day. La ti li riddle I, la ti li day. Well, says that young fella, the money I don't mind, it only works out to about 2 pence a time, singing la ti li day. La ti li riddle I, la ti li day. Now all you young fellas, just mind what you're at, and don't you get caught in the mole catcher's trap, singing la ti li day. La ti li riddle I, la ti li day.
The mole catcher is well known all over England. I believe it was first recorded by Ray Vaughan Williams in 1906. I first heard it from the singing of A.L. Lloyd about 1966 at the Edinburgh University Folk Song Society. I got my words from Ewan McCall and Peggy Seeger, did a nice harmony on it at the Royal Order of Antediluvian Buffaloes, the Buffs, in Edinburgh. But it's sung by many people, by the Coppers, Nick Jones, Phil Taylor. The only thing to explain in it, I hope, is to recall that at the time the song was written, there were 240 pence to the pound. So you do the arithmetic.